Part 2. Know Your Enemy. The Antichrist is not who you think he is. 3. The Arrival of the Antichrist. In his youth, Ignatius was a student and traveling companion of the Apostle John. Ignatius was appointed Bishop of Antioch by the Apostle Peter. He led the church in Antioch, Syria, for many years before being arrested by the Roman government. There is no record of the charges against him, so the reason for his arrest is a mystery. We only know that he was led in chains from Antioch to Rome, where he stood trial. He wrote a number of letters during his journey, and though he suffered harsh treatment from his captors, God gave him the grace to refer to his chains as "my spiritual pearls." After his trial and conviction, Ignatius suffered many horrible tortures from the Romans. Finally, in AD 107, they led him to the Colosseum and threw him to the wild beasts. In his letter to the Ephesians, shortly before his death, Ignatius wrote, "The last days are here. Let our lot be genuine life in Jesus Christ. Do not let anything catch your eye besides him." That's good advice. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Don't be distracted by lesser things. Always be ready for the Lord's return. But Ignatius was mistaken in thinking he lived in the last days. The explorer Christopher Columbus was a student of Bible prophecy. He was heavily influenced by the 12th century Calabrian abbot Joachim of Fiore. Columbus became obsessed with a prediction supposedly made by Joachim that a last world emperor would arise in Spain and would lead a war to retake Jerusalem and the Holy Land from the Muslims. Columbus believed the world would end in 1656. When Columbus set sail in 1492, he wanted to open a trade route to India, and he wanted to convert the people of India to Christianity. He believed that gold from those lands would finance a new crusade to recapture Jerusalem and hasten the Lord's return. His true motive when he set sail was to fulfill Bible prophecy. In 1500, he wrote in a letter, "God made me the messenger of the new heaven and the new earth of which he spoke through St. John in the Apocalypsis, the book of Revelation." Columbus never reached India. He didn't know that North and South America blocked his path. He was also wrong about the world ending in 1656. Jesus warned us not to set dates and times for the fulfillment of prophecy. But about that date.